Hello and welcome to Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris, and with me, you will explore the geography of the West through its characters, through its stories and songs and poems. We'll look at all things Western together. We're out at the old family ranch out in Doney Park, sitting out on the patio under the big pine trees. Just a gentle Doney Park wind is blowing. So if you hear a little bit of wind noise, that's what it is. Doney Park is famous for its wind. My neighbor down the road used to take about an 8-foot length of log chain and tie it to the big branch of a ponderosa pine tree, and he would use that for a weather vane. And when the chain was swinging back and forth, he would know that a little bit of breeze was circulating. And when the chain would stand out at about a 45-degree angle, he'd know that the wind was getting brisk. And when the chain started snapping links off the end of it, he would know that Doney Park wind was in full session. Last year, I went out to the hen house, and there was a hen, poor little thing, trying to lay an egg. She tried to lay this, she laid it 3 times, and the wind kept pushing it back, and finally I got her turned downwind. But here we are. This is live at the old ranch, so you may hear dogs barking and cows mooing and birds flying over. When I was a kid growing up out west of Fort Worth on the edge of the prairie, right where the hill country meets the prairie, it was a big, wide open country. Summer nights would get so hot that there would be no air moving in the old stone schoolhouse where we lived. We would take our beds and drag them out in the yard and stretch out underneath that big sky full of stars. The stars looked so close, you'd think you could reach up and touch them. You could hear off in the distance somewhere a dog barking. And if a little breeze moved the blades on the windmill, you'd hear them creak and squeak, and then just a little spurt of water come out of the pipe and into the stock tank, and then that would stop. If I was lucky, my mama would come out and sit on the side of my bed and sing to me. My mother knew lots and lots of songs. She told me when she was a child that she used to come in from the cotton fields at noon, and if her daddy had been to town to get supplies or seed or something, he would often pick up a 78 RPM record. She said she would stand there cranking that Victrola and playing the record over and over again. And by the time she had finished her lunch and went back to the field, she would know that song. She loved any songs that had to do with death and dismemberment and falling down wells or being trapped in a cave. And my, they were sad songs. She would sit there on the side of my bed. She would probably have a dishcloth in her hands. She would close her eyes and tip her head back a little bit and begin to pat her foot. And she would sing for me. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. I would always ask her for the song about the little cowboy who didn't get to go home and see his mama when the work was all done that fall. I'll see if I can play a little bit of that for you. A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Says one, "I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I am an old cowpuncher. Here you see me dressed in rags. But I used to be a wild one, boys, and go on great big jags. But I have a home in Dixie, a good one you all know, although I haven't seen it since many years ago. I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all, and I will see my mother when the work's all done this fall. That very night this cowboy went out to stand the guard. The night was dark and stormy, it was raining very hard. He got frightened and rushed in a wild stampede. He tried his best to turn them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly he did shout, he tried his best to turn the herd, to turn the herd about. But his cattle horse did stumble, and upon him it did fall. Now he'll see his mother when the work's all done this fall. They picked him up so gently and laid him on his bed. As they gathered round him, these are the words he said. John, you may have my saddle. Bill, you may have my bed. George, you may have my pistol after I am dead. But think of me kindly as you look upon them all, 'cause I won't see my mother when the work's all done this fall. They buried him at daybreak, no tombstone at his head, just a little piece of board, and this is all it said. Poor Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall, and mother, when the work's all done this fall. A little bit northwest of where I grew up, we had a neighbor, Dan Archer was his name. He was an old retired cowboy. He had a few acres that he ran some polled Herefords on down underneath the pecan trees along the creek, and had a flock of banty chickens that he loved dearly. Old Dan would let me hang around and watch him do his chores, and he added greatly to my education. I learned all kinds of words from Dan that I could not use at home. Dan's chickens that he was so proud of, he had been losing some chickens. He figured what was going on was an owl was coming in at night, and those chickens roosted in the chinaberry tree in his front yard. And he figured that owl was just swooping down and plucking them right off the branches of that tree. So old Dan got ready. He had a long tom double barrel 12-gauge shotgun with the double hammers. He loaded it up, leaned it by the kitchen door, and waited. Sure enough, a couple of nights later, he heard an awful racket, and he jumped out of bed, grabbed his shotgun, and headed out in the yard. He was just wearing his long-handled underwear, the old wool union suits that had all the little buttons up the front and a slit in the seat for business purposes. It was a dark night. Dan squatted down underneath the chinaberry tree with his gun on the ready. He thought maybe he could silhouette that owl against the night sky. And while he was squatted down there, his old coon hound came up behind him and stuck its cold, wet nose through that slit in the seat of Dan's underwear, and Dan fired off both barrels and killed all his chickens. I'd like to do a Bruce Kiskaden poem for you. Bruce Kiskaden was, to my mind, the finest of the old traditional cowboy poets, and on another episode we'll explore Bruce Kiskaden's poetry some more, but tonight I want to do his poem When They've Finished Shipping Cattle in the Fall. And the poem refers to the practice of going on a trail drive and driving the cattle to market, and then once the cattle are sold, a few of the cowboys that are going to be working on the ranch that winter, they head back to the home ranch with the chuck wagon and the cook. And that's the setting for this poem. Though you're not exactly blue, yet you don't feel like you do in the winter and the long hot summer day. And your feelings and the weather seem to sort of go together, and you're quiet in the dreamy autumn haze. When the last big steer's been goaded down the chute and safely loaded, and the summer crew has ceased to hit the ball, when a feller starts to drag him to the home ranch with the wagon when they've finished shipping cattle in the fall. Only two men left to standing on the job for winter branding, and your partner, he's loafing by your side with a brand new saddle creaking. Neither one of you is speaking, and you feel it's going to be a quiet ride. But you savvy one another, for you know him like a brother. He is friendly, but he's quiet, that is all. For he's thinking while he's dragging to the home ranch with the wagon when they've finished shipping cattle in the fall. And the saddle hoss is stringing at an easy walk, a swinging in behind the old chuck wagon, moving slow. They are weary, gaunt, and jaded with the mud and brush they've waded, and they settled down to business long ago. Not a hoss is feeling sporty, not a hoss is acting snorty. In the spring, the brutes was full of buck and ball. But now they're gentle as they're dragging to the home ranch with the wagon when they finish shipping cattle in the fall. And the cook leads the retreat, perched up high on his wagon seat, with his old hat pulled down low across his head. He used to make that old team hustle. Now he scarcely moves a muscle. And a feller might suppose that he was dead, except his old cob pipe is smoking. And he lets the team go poking, hitting every hump and holler in the road. No, the cook has not been drinking. He's just sitting there and thinking about the places and the people that he knowed. And you watch the dust a-trailing and two little clouds a-sailing in a big mirage like lakes and timber tall. And you're lonesome when you're dragging to the home ranch with the wagon when they finished shipping cattle in the fall. And when you make camp that night, though the fire is burning bright, yet nobody seems to have a lot to say. In the spring, you sung and hollered. Now you get your supper swallowed and you crawl into your blankets right away. And then you watch the stars a-shining up there in the soft blue lining, and you sniff the frosty night air, clear and cool. You can hear your night horse shifting as your memory starts to drifting to the little village where you went to school, with its narrow gravel streets and the kids you used to meet, and the common where you used to play baseball. Now you're far away and dragging to the home ranch with the wagon, for they've finished shipping cattle in the fall. And your schoolboy sweetheart, too, with her eyes of honest blue, the best performer in the old home talent show. You was nothing but a kid, but you liked her, sure you did. Lord, and that was over 30 years ago. Then your memory starts to roam from old Mexico to Nome, from the Rio Grande to the Powder River, of the things you seen and done, and some of them was lots of fun, and a lot of other things, well, they make you shiver. About that boy by the name of Reed, got killed in a stampede, 'twas way up north, and you helped dig his grave. And your old friend Jim, the boss, that got tangled with a hoss, and the fellers couldn't reach in time to save. You was there when Ed got his, and boy that killed him still in prison. And old Lucky George, he's rich and living high. Poor old Tom, he come off worst, got his leg broke, and died of thirst. Lord, but that must be an awful way to die. And then, them winters at the ranches, and the old-time country dances, and everybody there was sociable and gay. Used to lead 'em down the middle, just to prance into the fiddle. Never thought of going home till the break of day. No, there ain't no chance for sleeping, for the memories come a-creeping. And sometimes you think you hear the voices call when a feller starts to draggin' to the home ranch with the wagon when they've finished shipping cattle in the fall. One of the things that ranching folks look forward to was a square dance, and people would ride for 75, 100 miles, go by buggy, by horse, by wagon, to attend a country dance at someone's ranch. Now, they would empty the house of furniture, put all the furniture out in the yard, and they would stage the fiddler, a banjo player if there was one, guitar player if there was, stage them in the center of the house, and they would dance. And they would dance all night long. They'd take all the babies, put them on one of the beds, cover them up, and let them sleep. About midnight, they'd break and have a big feast together. When the dance wound down and it was time to end it, they would often play this song. It was a favorite song for closing out the evening. A lot of different versions of this song. It goes by Goodbye Old Paint and Leaving Cheyenne. This is the version that I know. Riding old paint, a leading old Dan, going to Montana to throw the hula hand. The feed's in the coolies, the water's in the draw. The tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little doggies, ride around, I'm kind of slow. The fiery and the snuffy, we're raring to go. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old paint.
Cheyenne. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. He sings this song from morning till night. Ride around, little doggies, ride around kind of slow. The fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. When I die, don't you bury me at all. Put the saddle on my pony, lead him from the stall, tie my bones to his back, turn his face toward the west. We'll ride the prairie, we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around, I'm kind of slow. The fiery and the snuffy, we're raring. I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old pain. I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old pain. I'm a leaving Cheyenne.
Here's a song for those fellas that were on the bottom rung on a trail drive. They rode drag. Now that doesn't mean they dressed in women's clothing. It means that they rode behind the herd to bring along any stragglers that were trying to leave the herd. And because of their positioning, they worked in a cloud of dust all day long. And this song is called The Dust Eating Cowboy.
I saved up my money, I went on a spree. Whiskey and women got the better of me. Might as well reach for the man in the moon as to shoot for the girls at the Red Dog Saloon. They're too hot to handle, they're too cold to touch. $2 kiss is just a little too much. Handsome young dandies are always preferred to the dust-eating cowboy at the rear of the herd. There's lots of them hungry old rounders around. Give a month's wages for a weekend in town. For an armful of gingham, a glass full of foam. Now they're hustling for quarters to get them back home. They sold off the prairie for a fistful of change. Barbed wire fences now cover my range. They did business, they might have conferred with the dust-eating cowboy at the rear of the herd. Now there's some folks thinks everyone's trying to do right, but there's people out there that ain't trying. I'd give my right arm and my other one too if I could do better, but I never do. I can't help recalling when chapel bells chime. Peter himself denied Jesus three times. If you get to heaven, put in a good word. dust-eating cowboy at the rear of the herd. For the dust-eating cowboy.
Folks, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the first episode of Under Western Stars. And I hope you'll join us again right back here. If there's a song that you would like to hear, or maybe a character of the West that you're curious about and you would like to know more about, why don't you drop me an email at tony@tonynorris.com, and I'll try to find that song for you. And if I can't sing it, I'll find somebody that can sing it. And if you have a chuck wagon recipe that you would like to share or you're looking for, let me know about that too, because I love to cook in the Dutch oven. Well, folks, it's time for me to saddle up old Paint and head for the barn. If I don't see you in the future, I will see you in the pasture. And until next time, happy trails.